Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time for a little Shelly Time, even a fancy open for it, as we bring on our good buddy, Mr. Jody Shelly, the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back from Winnipeg. And, just watching the team skate, and I like that open. Very nice.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Oh,
yeah,
big time. Hall of Famer. You know?
It's time. The Hoff. Joe, you don't get the result. Winnipeg, tough place. Great team, tough place. Don't get the result. Play tough. And now back home against a Senators team that's about right where you are in terms of about a point a game pace, although they've been rolling. Winners of going on their longest win streak in, 3 years? So they are coming in red hot tonight.
Yeah, and if you go back to Winnipeg, tough place to play, but I thought the Blue Jackets made it tougher than it had to be. I mean, they played a good game, but of course, we saw what happened at the end. Elvis handed that puck up the middle. I go back a little bit in that game. The Blue Jackets had chances. Anderson had breakaways. There was back post plays that were open and available against their backup goalie, and the Blue Jackets' offense just did not come through. So a combination of things there. But I look at Ottawa tonight. I like the way they play hockey. They play a lot like the Blue Jackets when the Blue Jackets are on their game. They're a physical team, so the Blue Jackets got to be ready tonight to be ready to go. And if they're not, they'll probably get rocked a bit and then be ready to go. But I like Ottawa. They're young. They're confident. There's no expectations. It's a dangerous team to play. And the Blue Jackets right now, pregame skate, lots of energy. They didn't skate yesterday. So they know they got to get back on track here.
Jody, three goals on the power play. Can we take a deep breath and say, hey, this thing is fixed, or is it still two to be determined?
I think it's still a work in progress, but I love the results. I mean, you score goals, you feel good about yourself, and the guys on the power play are your best players, and you want those guys feeling good. It's the combination that needs to happen. So two of those, were 5-on-3 goals, but you have to score on 5-on-3.
Yeah.
But I go back to a couple times where we've seen this team on the 5-on-3 games and they came away with nothing. So all positive indicators. I still want more, but I think it's such a good thing for this team and just to see those results go in.
Man, I'm looking at this. This is a big four this week with Ottawa. Wednesday, Philly's here. Friday's here. Pittsburgh's here Friday. And then at the Islanders, one of the best teams in hockey on Saturday. You got to make a little hay here, don't you?
Yeah. Let's call it moving week. I mean, I
feels
think
like it's, it. Yeah.
It's a time in the season where, okay, you know what you are. You know that if you play away as a group, that you're giving yourself a chance to win. You're playing against Metropolitan teams who have had a good start to the season at the quarter mark. You know, Philly's ahead of you. The Islanders are leading the league in a lot of the departments. So this is a week where, yeah, you can get back in above the line if you really put yourself and apply yourself in the next four games. So, you know what? You look forward to weeks like this. They're home. It's Thanksgiving. They're coming off that single road game up in Winnipeg, which is it's kind of a weird schedule to go 3 hours up northwest, play the game, and then fly back. But it's out of the way. I like this week. This is a good week for the Blue Jackets.
Jody, do you think the way the game ended, with Elvis's turnover, that it stunts kind of the momentum that you felt the team was building? Or do you think it's more of a one-off? Because beating the Blues and then obviously handling the Canadiens and then beating Detroit, you felt you had, as you mentioned, they had plenty of chances to beat Winnipeg, and then just to have it kind of felt like a gut punch. Do you think it's a one-off, or do you think that's gonna linger?
I think it's a gut punch. I think that it's not. I don't think it's gonna linger. I don't think this team is that fragile. I look at it. If you look at a fight or any kind of battle, you're gonna take one. You're gonna take something that you didn't plan. But the way that they're playing, the way that Zach Werenski's controlling the play when he's on the ice, the way the goaltenders give them a chance to win every night, it's a much better feeling around here. The way the top guys are getting results, they understand now what they are. And I think that's the key to it, to any sport. Once you understand your identity and what your role is, how specific it is, and what you have to bring to every shift and every game, then you have something to fall back on. I think they're there. So I look at this as a one-off. What I see on the ice right now is a tremendous amount of positivity and energy in this practice. It tells me that Torch went in and took all the positives from the past couple of games, two of them on the tape and said, listen, boys, you're playing well. This is how we got to play. Keep it going. So I think it's a great – I think it's fine. It hurt, but you know what? These guys have moved on.
You're talking about seven straight games now worth at least two goals scored. Yeah. So there, you know, that's – we had a stretch before that where it felt like we couldn't do it. So we have found some offense here. And we, James mentioned the power play that's been working out a little bit. There are signs of life. I like what you said that. I like that moving week thing. I think, you know, you're talking about you play 22 games, you get 22 points. That's not going to be good enough. So this is – if you're going to start to be a team of consequence, it's got to happen now. And you got to feel pretty good about the fact that at least you're getting consistently a threat to score goals.
Yeah, and remember a couple of years ago in December was, I mean, the biggest December ever, undefeated.
Right.
And put them in a position like they've never been in. But it wasn't like they looked ahead. They just found their game, and there's a rhythm. If you look at the Islanders and their quotes, they didn't even really know they're in a streak. They're just like, yeah, we're just playing the right way. We're just taking care of business. And I feel that a little bit with this team. There is a bit of momentum. I think it's been 13 goals in the last three games, and I think it's nine different goal scorers. You know, and Robinson,
that's great. There
and bring that ability to skate. And when you know what you have as an asset and your coach puts you in a position to use it or your line mates do, it's more of a weapon. So Anderson and Robinson having the speed, there's more there with Anderson. We know that. He's got more physical and more finish ability to him. But those things will come. We were saying that about Werenski a little while ago, and I think he's the all-star to this point of this team. And I know Dubois has done some great things too, but I look at Zach Werenski and where this team has gone up. I think it's correlated with his play.
Going to be a fun one tonight. Ottawa at the Old Barn, 7 o'clock on the puck drop on that, and then Philly on Wednesday. Jode, we'll talk to you on Wednesday, hopefully coming off of a win and looking for a couple in a row. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
That's our good buddy Jody Shelley down at Nationwide watching the morning skate, Jackets and Ottawa tonight at 7.